Alright, everybody, welcome back to My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me on the Spot. Welcome. Shut the music off. For crying out loud, we can't be. That intro is way too long for this. We don't have the time. Pete McCarthy's here. How you doing today, Pete?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Alright, so today, which is the same day of the other ones you've listened to, if you listen to those, Pete is gonna ask me a question. And I'm gonna try to say something relevant. So, Pete?
All right. Steven, you are faced with death. You get to choose the way that you die.
Oh.
And peacefully in your sleep is not an option.
Oh.
How do you want to go?
Fighting Skeletor.
You let him best you?
I guess. Oh. I get. No. It's one of those blaze of glories, you know.
Right.
I take him out, but I sacrifice myself. God, that is so horrible. I don't want to drown. I don't want to do anything with asphyxiation or can't breathing. That scares the crap out of me.
The panic aspect.
Yes.
I totally get that.
That scares the crap out of me.
Being buried alive.
Oh,
you know, claustrophobia.
Horrible.
Yeah, totally get it. I wouldn't want to burn to death.
No.
I would not want to go that way.
No. I would say I would want to hit by a car, not see it coming, and just be obliterated. And no doubt the car would be too.
But the people in the car are okay that we're driving.
Right.
We don't want to take anybody with us. Yeah, unless it's Skeletor.
That's horrible too. Because I don't want anybody to have to live with that though.
They would. They'd have to live with the fact that
I can make this up be whatever it is. I want it to be some asshole that was drunk driving, hit somebody and killed somebody and got away from it and never had to serve any jail time. Then they hit my ass, kill me. I don't even see it coming. But this time they go to freaking prison because they're drunk again.
Okay.
And they get what's coming to them.
So it's a karma kill.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think that's the only way to do it. I mean, gun. I don't really want to get. If there's a gun involved, I either killed myself, which I don't want to do, or I was scared because I knew somebody was shooting at me. I guess I could be a sniper shot that I didn't even know anybody was there. Just boom. Just
red mist.
Yeah, just.
Do you plan on being cremated or buried?
I leave that up to Courtney. I don't care.
Really?
I'm dead. Do what you want with me.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite of that. So Amanda is very.
Turn the mic.
Oh, sorry. Amanda is very. Will not cremate me. She does not want to cremate me. What I want to be done, and this is going to sound totally strange, I want to be sent to Dr. I think it's William Bass, and he runs the it's called the Body Farm, or maybe it was Jefferson Bass at the University of Tennessee, and essentially what he has is a few acres where they take bodies that people donate, you know, they donate themselves to science, and he does all sorts of things with the bodies. Buries them in concrete, buries them in a tarp, in a car, underwater, in this kind of soil, in this. And what they do is these scientists for research projects actually calculate and they document all of the different things that happen to the body. So then if a body is found in the real world, then they can utilize those facts and information to try to pinpoint a time of death.
Gotcha.
To try to catch killers that potentially are getting away with it. I've always thought that was really neat, and that's what I want to do. And my wife says, absolutely not. And she says, you say, it's my wife's deal, whatever, I'm dead, who cares? And that's what my wife says. She goes, you're dead, it doesn't matter to you anyway, shut up, I'm doing what I want. So
right. Like, I know my wife, so if there'll be this funeral, and it'll probably be full of a bunch of drama. It'll be the saddest thing because she, you know, women love to cry.
They love to cry.
They love to just make everything miserable.
Right.
And so I'm expecting something like that, a huge production. I'd be like, just throw me in a pine box and, you know, bury me in the backyard. I don't care.
Right. Do a celebration of life, which is not a wedding, Travis. A celebration of life is a memorial service. So that's not what our two fans. Larry and Kerwin had. So, frickin' Travis. So. All right, well, good answer, Steve. Thank you for playing along.
All right. So, everybody, that was that. Hope you enjoyed it.